Good morning. Welcome to Daily News Collective's report of all the news you can use floating around out there in cyberspace. The date is March 31st, 2017. The White House has deemed areas of Somalia active areas of hostility, allowing the United States military to conduct airstrikes on the Islamic military organization known as Al-Shabaab. In the middle of the fray, Yemeni and Somalian migrants who have been repeatedly gunned down by a Saudi Arabian-led coalition. CBS News is reporting that traffic horror is expected after fire-caused I-85 overpass collapse in Atlanta. Georgia's top transportation official said there's no way to tell when the highway, which carries 250,000 cars per day, can be safely reopened to traffic in either direction following the collapse, which happened Thursday afternoon during rush hour. 79-year-old man in Center Point, Alabama, after being burglarized 13 times, shot and killed the intruder. The elderly man, John Croft, was quoted as saying, "I hate the boy dead, but I don't hate I shot him." South Africa's currency has plummeted after the finance minister was fired. The currency known as the Rand nosedived 4% against the U.S. dollar after President Jacob Zuma ousted Pravin Gordhan and a slew of other top ministers overnight, tipping the country into a new round of political turmoil and economic uncertainty. That from CNN Money. Attorney General Jeff Sessions is moving to quickly deport imprisoned immigrants. Sessions said in a statement, "We owe it to the American people to ensure that illegal aliens who have been convicted of crimes and are serving time in our federal prisons are expeditiously removed from our country as the law requires." By expanding the institutional hearing program, an in-person and video conference hearing, judges are quickly able to determine whether an immigrant, regardless of legal status, should be deported. That from the Daily Caller. The New York Times is reporting Venezuela muzzles legislature, moving closer to one-man rule. Venezuela took its strongest step yet toward one-man rule under the leftist president Nicolas Maduro as his loyalists on the Supreme Court seized power from the National Assembly in a ruling late Wednesday. The ruling effectively dissolved the elected legislature, which is led by Mr. Maduro's opponents, and allows the court to write laws itself, according to experts and according to the New York Times. Heat Street is reporting, first in the nation, California attempts fake news ban. Emily Zanotti of Heat Street writes, next week the California Assembly will be one of the first legislatures to try to ban so-called fake news, and it could have sweeping ramifications for social media users across the state. The bill filed Wednesday in the Assembly's Committee on Privacy and Consumer Affairs seeks, essentially, to make it a crime to be wrong on the internet. The text of the bill implicates anyone who writes, publishes, or even shares news stories they know could be false, if those news stories later have an impact on an election. And speaking of California, SFGate.com writes, President Jerry Brown? Don't rule it out. After complaining that he only has a lieutenant governor, a treasurer, and controller left, someone in the crowd shouted, "President," California Governor Jerry Brown responded by saying, "But I'd be 82 then," then said, "Don't rule it out." The Hill reports that a Putin Russian spokesman says that U.S. and Russia relations may be worse now than the Cold War. Questioned by ABC's Good Morning America host George Stephanopoulos if the U.S. and Russia were in a new Cold War, Dmitry Peskov said the current situation may be worse, blaming the U.S. for disintegrating of cooperation between the two countries. The Daily Mail is reporting that Trump says Mike Flynn should ask for immunity as he slams witch hunt by media and Democrats for disgraced former National Security Advisor's legal nightmare. Flynn, who resigned as Trump's security advisor after just 24 days, has sent a request to both the FBI and the House and Senate Intelligence Committees, saying he would testify if the government guarantees that it would not prosecute him, according to the Wall Street Journal. More information rolling out from WikiLeaks on the CIA. Daily Mail reports that the latest WikiLeaks release shows how the CIA uses computer code to hide the origins of its hacking attacks and disguise them as Russian or Chinese activity. WikiLeaks published 676 source code files today, which it claims are from the CIA. It says the CIA disguised its own hacking attacks to make it appear those responsible were Russian, Chinese, Iranian, or North Korean. Reuters is reporting that ousted South Korean leader is now behind bars after arrest on bribery charges. Park Geun-hye was behind bars in the Seoul Detention Center on Friday after her arrest on charges including bribery in a corruption scandal that has netted some of the country's business and political elite. CBS News is reporting that President Trump will meet with his Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping for the first time on April 6th and 7th at Mr. Trump's Florida resort. China's foreign ministry announced Thursday, amid a range of pressing issues, including trade, North Korea, and territorial disputes in the South China Sea. The meeting is being predicted as being very difficult. Western Journalism reports that in its search for a viable solution to end the conflict in Syria, the United States is no longer insisting upon the ouster of President Bashar al-Assad, Secretary of State Rex Tillerson indicated on Thursday. Tillerson, at a meeting with Turkish officials and in response to a direct question about Assad's fate, said, "Times have changed." Quote, "I think the status and the longer-term status of President Assad will be decided by the Syrian people," end quote. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said on Thursday. RT is reporting that German prosecutors have charged an Afghan migrant with the murder and rape of a 19-year-old medical student in Freiburg. The suspect had already served a prison term for a similar offense in Greece but was released early. The prosecution team accused the suspect, known as Hussein K., of having attacked, strangled, and raped Maria Leidenberger, a 19-year-old medical student who disappeared while on her way home from a party on October 16, 2016. At the time of his arrest, the suspect told the police he was 17 years old. However, two studies by medical age experts suggest the suspect was at least 22 at the time of the crime. Due to the uncertainty under German law, Hussein K. will be tried as a juvenile instead of under adult law. NBC News is reporting that Defense Secretary James Mattis has said that North Korea has got to be stopped. President Donald Trump could try to levy more sanctions on the country, although these have not stopped previous tests, and Tillerson appears to dismiss this approach earlier this month. But a full-scale invasion would be unlikely, not to mention extremely difficult, according to U.S. Army strategist Major M.L. Kavanaugh. Kavanaugh warns that North Korea's landscape is very tough, Afghanistan-like geography, and an army that could act like a much better trained, much better armed version of the Taliban. USA Today reports that April Fool's Day comet will make its closest pass to the Earth on record. On Saturday, the comet known as 41P Tuttle Giacobini-Gressick will make its closest flyby of Earth since its discovery in 1858. Clouds may obscure the sight for much of the Northeast, the Central Plains, and Pacific Northwest on Saturday night, but much of the rest of the country should be clear, according to the National Weather Service. Well, that's the news you can use here at the DailyNewsCollective.com. It is again March 31st, 2017. You can find us at DailyNewsCollective.com, also BlahBlahShow.com. You can find us on Facebook and iTunes. I'm John Bound with DailyNewsCollective.com. Have a great Friday.